I want us to understand this morning, and I think that we do, that there is a great battle that is waged every day in regard to our souls. It's a war. There is never a ceasefire. There is never a moment that is taken off. And this battle is between the Lord and Satan. The Lord says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And He passionately pleads with us every day to allow Him to come into our lives, to enter into a parent-child relationship with Him, have our sins forgiven, and to become a member of the body of Christ. And every day He pleads with us, take advantage of this before it is too late. And then there is the devil. And the devil makes his plea every day. Sin is pleasurable. Don't worry about what the Lord says. Enjoy yourself. But understand now, in Romans 6 and verse 23, Paul said the wages of sin is death. So now if you listen to Satan and you stay with him, then understand what you're going to reap on the day of judgment is an eternity in a devil's hell. This morning, we're going to talk about Satan hath desired you. And I want us to understand now that this includes every one of us. This desire on the part of Satan goes out to every soul. And he does desire us. Look at our text in Luke 22 and verse 31. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Satan hath desired to have you. That's our warning to each and every one of us in this building today. Satan desires you and me. And he is a very formidable enemy. He is not easily defeated. He is not one to give up. Paul said we are not ignorant of his devices. And there are so many ways that he makes his plea to each and every one of us. And brethren, let me tell you something. Just because you are a child of God does not mean that Satan is going to just go off somewhere and leave you alone and never challenge your faith. Because He will. He challenges us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows where we are vulnerable. And He will do everything that He can to cause us to lose our souls. Satan hath desired to have you, Peter. But the Lord said, I am praying for you. And I want you to know this morning, there are those of you that sit in this building today who are lost. And as the Lord was praying for Peter, I pray for you every night. Every night. That you will see the error of your way and make a decision that puts you right in the sight of God. But now understand, you are the only one that can keep the Lord from having you or Satan from having you. Peter, Satan wants control of your life and will use anything at his disposal to accomplish this. I can say that very same thing today and use your name, and it would have the same application. Satan wants control of your life. And let me say this. He doesn't care that you call yourself a Christian if you are not one. If you're not living the life that a Christian man, woman, boy, or girl should live. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what you call yourself, as long as he understands that he has control over your life. In Luke 22 and verse 33, and he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. Who's doing the talking here, Peter? He said, Lord, I want you to understand now, you can count on me. I am ready to go to prison, or if necessary, I'm ready to die for you. Now you think about the power of those words. How many of us could make this same kind of a statement? Lord, I'll go to prison for you. Lord, I am ready to die for you. Is your faith today that strong? Are you that dedicated as a child of God? Is that the way you feel about your relationship with Jesus Christ? Peter was so confident in himself that Satan could not get him. Brethren, we can sometimes be too smug. We can think that we are too strong. We can tell ourselves that Satan just simply cannot have any effect upon us, because we understand what's going on. We have been warned time and time and time again. And Satan is not going to have any impact in my life. You can tell yourself that. But is that the way that we live our lives each and every day? In Matthew 26 and verse 35, Peter said unto him, "Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee." Likewise also said all the disciples. Here again, here's Peter. He said, "Lord, I will never deny you." And he said, "I might have to die, but you can count on me. You don't worry about me. I'll be right there through the good and the bad. I will always stand behind you, Lord. I will always be faithful to you, Lord." And you know, the sad part, I believe that when Peter spoke these words, his intentions were good. I believe that that's how he felt about himself. He was strong. There was no way that Satan could get advantage over him. And I honestly believe that when he said, "I am ready to die," that he meant it. There's not a doubt in my mind that Peter's intentions were good. He thought he was so strong and ready to stand any kind of a test that was put before him. How strong are you as a child of God? How much self-confidence do you have in yourself in regard to your Christianity? How many years have you been a child of God? Have you grown stronger each and every year? Are you better prepared to make your stand against sin and to plant yourself behind the cross of Christ and never be moved away from it? I don't know the answer to that or anyone other than myself. But I believe that Peter thought that that was his situation at this time, that he was ready to withstand any test that was put before him. We may not intend to do some of the things that we do. Have you ever been hemmed up in a corner and you realize that you are being put in a vulnerable situation, and that if you weren't careful, you were going to end up violating your own principles, right and wrong? Maybe it was on the job where someone asked you to do something that you really were not comfortable with. Did you have the courage to say, "I will not do this"? Maybe it was in regard to some situation in life to where it would have been easy for you to have made a bad decision and maybe saved yourself a lot of money. But in your heart, you knew that it was wrong. That is the test of how strong we are as men and women of God. The choices that we make, the decisions that we make, and our intentions may always be good, but do we always follow through with our intentions? When they come to get Jesus, Judas has betrayed him. Now then, Peter, let's find out how strong you are. You said you were ready to go to prison. You said that you were ready to die for the Lord. Now then, let's see. And behold, one of them, which were with Jesus, stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Who was that? That's Peter. Peter said, I'll fight. I am ready to go to battle. And oh, impetuous Peter, who sometimes reacted without thinking, drew out his sword and cut off a man's ear. Peter was ready for a physical challenge. But that is not what Satan had in mind for Peter. It wasn't a physical challenge. It wasn't going to be a battle of let's fight. And you know what? Our challenges in regard to living the Christian life are not always the way that we think that they're going to come. Satan is a very formidable enemy. He's just like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. My friend, he hath desired Peter, but he hath desired us as well. He's after us. And you know, that all comes back to our priorities. What we consider to be important in life. And whether or not our priorities are in line with God's priorities. In Luke 22 and 33, and he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. Here again, he makes the affirmation, I'm ready. Reminds me of Isaiah, here am I, send me. Peter said, whatever you need, Lord, whatever you need. You can depend upon me. Do we make that statement to the Lord? Lord, I'm here. You can depend upon me. I will do whatever it is that you need me to do. I am ready to fight the battle. And I am ready to do whatever it is that you need me to do. Is that the way you feel? Is that the way you live your life? Making every sacrifice for the cause of Christ. I don't know the answer to that in regard to your life. But I know the answer to that in regard to mine. And sometimes I understand that I miss the mark. And I have to beg for the Lord's forgiveness. I am ready for any challenge, was Peter's decree. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Lord said, Peter, you're not as strong as you think you are. And I'm telling you that you're going to deny me. Peter is about to do just exactly what he said he would not do. Oh, no. Lord, not me. You've got me confused with another one of the disciples, another one of the apostles. Not me. I am in the battle to the end. And the Lord knew better. The Lord knew better. In the space of a few hours, Peter denied the Lord three times, just like Jesus said he would. Why? He wasn't strong enough. And when the challenges came to his life, he wasn't strong enough to withstand the pressure of what this world can exert upon us. Are you? Am I? Satan doesn't fight fair. And every time that one would say, this man was with Jesus, Peter would say, oh no, not me. Oh no, you've got me mixed up with somebody else. Not me. The same man that was ready to go to prison, the same man that was ready to die. And now then, he denies his Lord three times. How do you think this made the Lord feel? Peter let him down. Just exactly the way that the Lord said he would. Do we? Do we ever let the Lord down? Do we ever fall short? Are we missing the mark? So many times, the pressures of this life can be so great. It may come from a family situation where our faith is put to the test. It may be a financial situation to where our faith is put to the test. I don't know where your challenge is going to come from, but there will be many during your time here upon this earth. What we need to understand is we need to pray constantly. Lord, will you strengthen me? Will you help me to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil? When I am weak and vulnerable, Can I count on you to be there with me? Peter denied the Lord. Do we? Are you known by your family members as a faithful child of God? Are you known by your friends as a faithful child of God? How about those that you come in contact with on a daily basis? What do they think about you? Do they think that you are what you claim to be? And that you are striving to the very best of your ability to serve the Lord acceptably? And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the words of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crew, thou shalt deny me thrice." Now I want you to imagine how Peter must have felt. Here's the Lord looking him square in the eye and is saying, "Peter, I told you. Peter, I told you exactly what you were going to do. And you said no." And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Why? Because he was disappointed in himself. Not anybody else, but himself. Are you ever disappointed in yourself? Do you ever feel like that you are a failure in the sight of God? I can only imagine what was going through the mind of Peter. The Lord told me. And I said it will never happen. But it did. You know what? As those tears flowed down his face, can you imagine how Peter felt about himself? He didn't just weep. He wept bitterly. He was ashamed of himself. He was disappointed in himself. And he found out that he didn't know himself nearly as good as he thought that he did. Peter lost a battle, but he did not lose the war. Brethren, I want you to understand my point here. Yes, Peter lost a great battle. But now the war wasn't over. You understand what I'm saying? Peter could change this. And we may lose some battles, but we don't have to lose the war. I may sin and fall short of the glory of God, but I can get forgiveness of that. And I can move on. And it does not mean that I have completely lost the war. You understand that? You may lose some battles, but neither do we have to lose the war. Satan hath desired us. And he may sometimes get us. But we can break loose through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we can get back on course to where we do not lose the war. I want you to understand this morning, as long as there is breath, there is hope. Now you understand what I'm saying? As long as you are this side of the river of time, there is hope for you to change. But now once that comes to an end, then it's too late. It's too late. So, understanding this morning that Satan hath desired you and me. And will stop at nothing to get the advantage over us. How is your battle today? There are those of you that are in the building today that have never entered into the battle because you're already lost in your sins because you have never obeyed the gospel of Christ. And I am assuming that that's the way you want to die. Lost. In your sins. With every possibility of change. But you won't take advantage of it. There are those that may have been faithful to God that have slipped back into the world. And you have denied the Lord. You may have lost a battle, but you don't have to lose the war. The Lord is faithful and just to forgive us. So this morning, if we could assist you in any way, will you come as we stand and as we sing?